This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Glanced up and I'm watching Aaron Boone go absolutely ballistic, like one pitch into the game. But we didn't have the sound up. The ball went into the ground, hit a batter, and you know, it should have been a hit batsman. I don't know if they called it or they didn't. And that's what I thought he was arguing about. Didn't you, Dan? When we saw this yesterday, it was we were talking basketball and I caught it out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah, he was talking.
I mean, he was
he went mad. Bananas.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, I get it. That's Aaron. And then finally, after we walked off the air, we found out exactly what was going on. And the audio on it could not have been any better. It was the A's and Yankees. And we found out that Aaron Boone had been ejected from the game. Play the sound?
Yeah, audio courtesy of the Yes Network.
All right. So Hunter Wendelstadt thought that Aaron Boone had said something. They showed the video. Aaron didn't say a word. I mean, Aaron was not happy with what was going on.
He was staring at his fingernails.
Yeah, I mean, with his arms crossed.
He didn't want to bite them, but he forgot his clippers.
So here's a situation where, I think Hunter Wendelstadt realized it while they were having the argument, that there was a chance that he really didn't say anything after he'd given them the warning. Well, there's a couple schools of thought on this. One, if you're Aaron Boone, don't put yourself in that position to even be warned, right? Right? That's one school of thought. And so that if something weird does happen, you won't get ejected. The other part of it is that I don't think there would have been anything wrong for Hunter Wendelstadt to look at the first base umpire and ask him if he heard anything too. But in this instance, his ego wasn't going to reverse his call on ejecting somebody. And by the way, I don't know if you can. I think once you're ejected,
you're tossed.
But I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know either. I don't know either.
Check the replay. Wait a minute. The replay center doesn't do a good job. We just heard LeBron say that.
So I just think in this situation, the right thing probably would have been for Wendelstadt to go to the first base umpire and say, did you hear anything? If the first base umpire says, I don't know, I didn't hear anything, then he's ejected. But if the first base umpire clearly knew that it was a fan in the stands that said something that, you know, Hunter Wendelstadt.
Right over Aaron's shoulder.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I was watching a high school game yesterday. There was a play at third base. Kid was, it was kind of a pass ball. Ball hits the ground. Catcher picks the ball up. Kid takes off from second to third. Throws down to third base. The umpire was in the right position in the field, but he was still behind the play. The play looked like the tag was high. You could see pretty much where we were standing and where the home plate umpire, if he was watching the play, saw it, where the kid was maybe out. It was close to being out. Whether he was out or not, it's just one of those situations where it's like if the home plate umpire had a better view of the play than the umpire in the field did, that maybe they should talk immediately without having to be provoked by it.
What did the replay show?
In the high school game? I don't know. They couldn't. They sent down. For some reason, the link between the East Side and Columbus was not working yesterday.
Then
LeBron was like, yeah, what's going on at the control center? And I thought the same thing. That control center was not only doing Major League Baseball and NBA, but it was also doing high school baseball yesterday. Isn't that insane?
Well, I don't. You got to get your money's worth.
There's got to be a window where the officials should be able to check with another official. And in the case, I forget about the high school. The high school call stands the way it was. I don't have any argument with it other than the fact that maybe they could have talked about it but didn't overturn it. But in this scenario with Aaron Boone yesterday, I just think Hunter Wendelstedt, if you go back and watch that video, it looks like he realized, he was like, oh, maybe there is a chance Aaron didn't say anything. So go check with the other ump. That's all. And if the other,
other ump might not have heard it, though.
Well, and that's just it. Yeah. Okay, other ump didn't hear it. Nothing you can do about it. You're gone. There's nothing you can do about it. But I think if you're Hunter Wendelstedt, you'd feel better knowing that you did make the right call. Although, I don't know, once you get ejected, maybe you're ejected anyway. So, thoughts? What were your thoughts on the Aaron Boone?
It looked like a complete miscommunication on the part of the umpire. We saw it, and Aaron didn't appear to say anything.
And again, we had the luxury of replay.
Sure.
You know, what'd you think, Dan?
A series of unfortunate events between two guys who, one of them let their opinion known for a good period of time and probably pushed it a little too far the first time that caused the second time to take place.
There it is.
All right, Ted's in Avon. He's got an opinion. Hi, Ted.
Yeah, well, hi. I think the umpire made the correct call, and here's why. Aaron Boone has a reputation. If you go back, there are statistics you can see about managers that have been ejected. Aaron Boone is amongst the top.
Yeah, we know.
Of guys.
He got it wrong.
Well, Hunter Wendelstedt.
Hunter Wendelstedt got it wrong yesterday. He didn't say anything. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with an umpire getting it wrong. He got it wrong yesterday. Whether Aaron Boone drops every word in the book on an umpire every day and deserves to be ejected in those, and there's statistics that he is the meanest guy on earth, Hunter Wendelstedt got it right, and he's not the meanest guy on earth, by the way.
But, you don't know that he got it wrong. Do you know the context of what was involved before the game at the pregame meeting at the plate?
We watched.
Have you ever umpired?
Yes,
before?
I have umpired games before, and I've made mistakes, and I've been a head coach on the other side. He got it wrong. Why can't we just say he got? We watched the entire video of Aaron Boone not say a word, and you could hear the audio of the people behind him. How much more do you need, Ted?
He may have got it wrong, but the Yankee fans got what they deserved.
Okay, that's fine. I get it. But it's okay to be wrong every once in a while if you're an umpire. Thank
you, Ted. He wasn't wrong.
He was wrong. He said one more word and you're gone. Did Aaron Boone say another word? Yes or no, Ted? Did he say another word? No, he didn't. That's like you. You won't say another word either. I don't care if Aaron Boone gets tossed out. His reputation, come on. The guy didn't say a word. Zero. Zilch. Zip.
As far as we saw.
We watched it live and then we went back and watched it again.
Could be a ventriloquist.
I'm doing a show with Howdy Doody today. Thank you.
Just telling you.
Unbelievable. I support officials. I do. There's nothing wrong with saying you made a mistake every once in a while. Nate in West Salem. Hi, Nate. How are you?
Hello, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Andy, back to your point on basketball and being sent off after an accumulation of fouls. I like that because if you don't have that final end result of being potentially removed from the game, then you're just going to keep hacking away or making mistakes and being sloppy. And I do think that maybe they could raise it up a few to 7 or 8.
But for NBA or for NBA or high school?
NBA.
Okay. What about high school? I'm just curious on your thoughts on that.
What is to keep someone from being a sloppy, either a sloppy or B, maybe an overly aggressive player if there is no end deterrent that you're going to be removed from the game?
Valid point.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the part of it is that in most sports, the only reason you can be ejected is for doing something egregious. And the problem I have it with high school is with 5 fouls, man, you pick up 2 fouls early and maybe one was a mistake. Let's talk about Garfield Heights in this one where a kid got an extra one in the regional final. That, you know, it's just that's the part I don't like is, you know, you got 2 fouls, you pick it up early, and then all of a sudden this kid's not, you've changed the game, you know?
5 is too low.
Okay.
And I think they should raise it because then, you know, you could really alter the game too early. However, who altered the game? The player altered the game, right?
True.
You don't want to get fouls, play a cleaner game. However, if you get hosed on a few calls, that could change it. So maybe put it up to 6 or 7 or maybe 8. But at the end of the day, if you don't start calling these fouls and having some end results, like 6 or 7 small fouls do should equal like, hey, you're out of here, man. You're too clean. You're too dirty. So, all right, thanks, guys.
Good stuff, Nate. Thank you.
And it's different in basketball because, you know, before you get into the bonus and everything else, unless it's a shooting foul, you're not going to possibly get penalized. In football, you're going to cost your team yardage, and a coach might make the move to take that kid out of the game.
Let's go Dez, New York City. Hey, Dez.
Hi, Desmond.
Andy, you ran that anti-Yankee communist. That was pretty good. You ran him.
I ran him. Thank you, Desmond. I don't have any problem with his opinion. I just like, I mean, it's okay to say umpires make mistakes every once in a while. It's all right. That's all.
I don't know. Well, concerning the Sixers game, here's my problem. They should have called a timeout as soon as Brunson hit the three. It's just poor situational awareness by a veteran team and the coach. They blew it. Like he blew.
Didn't they say they were trying to call the timeout and they didn't give it to him?
That's after.
That was after. Okay.
After Brunson hit the three, just call a timeout as soon as he hit the three.
Yeah.
And you can't call timeout when you don't have possession. Maxey never had possession of that ball, so I don't want to hear it from them. And Embiid has no dignity, crying like that after that game.
But he said they're going to win the
Des,
series.
Were you
Des,
at the game? Were you in your suite? Bold. Or no.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
No, I went to the Rangers game.
Good for you.
So, yeah, but the night before, I wish I did. But,
Des, I still want to take you up on the offer. I do want to see a Rangers game with you.
Well, they might win it all this year, Andy.
All right, well, let's go. We'll hoist the cup together. Okay. I'll wear, what do you want me to wear, Giants?
No, Knicks. You got to wear Knicks gear.
I got to tell you. I am not above or below slouching down to wear a Knicks jersey just to see a game 7 of a Stanley Cup final. Yes. Quickly, Des. Quick.
Yeah. Knicks empty the tank every game. They're not losing. I don't think they're losing a game in the playoffs. I think they run right through the East.
See what happens. Maybe you're right. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Next, Baskin and Phelps.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.